the Catholic Epistle of St. Peter, my beloved. May his blessing be with us all. Amen.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by power of God through the faith of the salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, through now for a little while in need we have been grieved by various trials, that the geniuses of your faith, being much more precious than gold, than perished through its tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love through him, through now do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with a joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Of the salvation the prophets have inquired, the researched carefully, and who prophesied of the grace that will come to you, searching what or who matter of what time the Spirit of Christ, who was in there when indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that it's not to themselves but to us they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. Do not love the world or things in the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.